Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 5th. The grains closed sharply lower, with July corn down 10.5 cents, closing at 4.14¾. July beans down 12 cents, closing at 8.69¾. And July wheat down 16.5 cents, closing at 4.90¾. It was really kind of a wild day. We had a couple of rallies early to about 10:30, and then we broke hard after that. Informa came out with their corn plantings at basically 85 million acres. That's 85 million acres. And beans at 85 million as well. I would have thought that would have been a little friendly to corn, a little bearish for beans, but they broke the corn anyway. The corn may have been affected by the talk that some of the commercials are bringing in corn to offset the tightness. I've never heard such nonsense in my life. We've got a 2.5 billion bushel old crop carryout. Why would the commercials need to import grain into the U.S.? So in my opinion, somebody's playing with the market. I think it's an absolute nonsense rumor. If it is true, it was done just to spook the market, which apparently it certainly did. The other thing is we're getting some better weather here. 3 days in June. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday should be pretty dry. We should see some increase in soybean plantings out here that pushed the pressure on the beans and the corn. Wheat, again, no bull news out here, and we broke the market. The dollar, after being down about 35 points, rallied. It does up about 25 ticks now, but still under 97 cents. I think all three of these commodities, corn, wheat, and beans, as we've been saying all week, I thought it would be a consolidation kind of week. There's a gap in the wheat a few cents lower. There's gaps in the corn and beans about 10 cents lower. I think we're going to go down, try to fill those gaps, and then I think we can resume the bull market out here. I really don't see any major problems with the beans or the corn long term. You know, I think we're hitting production pretty hard out here. If we can't get the acres planted, and whatever we do get planted, I think we're going to see significantly lower trend line yields out here. So I'm looking to buy a break. Hopefully we can get it tomorrow or Friday as we fill those gaps. If you've listened to some of our recommendations and sold some grain, I'd look for those gaps to re-own the grain with some call options. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.